me we can't get fooled again.
Hounds of heaven. Welcome back in to the David L. Gray Show. Off code and unscripted. Got one thing for you today. Quick comments on the abortion issue concerning where are we at now. I was at the conference for the Coalition of Cancer Priests, Hope in the Desert, that took place in Beloit, Wisconsin, when the news broke that the Supreme Court had overturned their previous decisions like Roe, Wade, Doe, Bolton, Casey versus Planned Parenthood, all their rulings that had allowed for the legality of child murder in the womb. So, people at the conference, when they heard about it, everyone was clapping. I was receiving text messages about it back to back. That's how I first found out, actually, because I didn't hear. I was, selling books in the lobby. I didn't really hear the, people. I heard them clapping, but I didn't know what they were clapping for. I thought Peter Kwasniewski, he was on the stage speaking. I thought they were clapping for him, but they were actually clapping about the Supreme Court news. So it was really just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it at first. I was getting the text messages, but then I had to go verify it. And the thought that came to mind was how good God is, right? How good God is, who had heard our prayers over the last 50 years, praying for this to happen, that abortion laws could be returned to the states so we could have some more influence over saving lives. And just how God has blessed us in our work of keeping this issue on the forefront, electing politicians, especially Donald J. Trump, who put the Supreme Court justices in place, senators who confirmed those nominations. And this is despite the fact that we Catholics, we recognize that this issue has never really been a big priority of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. They never really put money behind this issue, never had one fundraiser in all the parishes, never took a collection to keep this on. They've been waffling, right? They've never been consistent on the issue. There's been disagreement among them. Yes, they given good lip service to it, put some documents out, but this has really been a work of the laity, and we recognize that how good God is blessing the efforts of the laity and of the church and of Protestants as well, all people of goodwill behind this issue. I heard from my friend Talitha, who lives in Lake Charles, Louisiana diocese, and her bishop, she has said, has directed pastors to organize a communal act of Thanksgiving in their parishes. That's exactly where we need to be right now, giving thanks to God for hearing our prayers. This is a tremendous opportunity to save more lives now. That being said, we also have to deal with the gruesome fact that nothing has changed. Not one mind has changed. Not one heart has changed on the abortion issue. People who thought it was cool to kill your child in the womb on Thursday, here on Monday, still believe the same thing. A change in the law has not been a change in the hearts. It has not allowed that for not one person. We live in a very ugly, depraved, bloodthirsty, and satanic society. And all the legalization of abortion, all Roe Wade did was allow them for the past 50 years to sense or feel that they were normal. The law gave them cover and justification. So now what's going on now is that we see the new death of their depravity. And what I hope that you see is, sure, yes, it was good that the law has changed. But I also want you to see that this was never a legal issue. This was never a legal issue. And now we have more work to do to change hearts. And this, my friends, is what it's going to sound like moving forward. This here from Fox News.
Okay. Just to add on to that very quickly. Fear has been at the basis of everything the left has done, making people afraid of everything. And the stations and the news outlets are promoting this idea, this lie, that abortion's illegal because they want to see this movement. This is the only way that the Democrats know how to organize people is through emotion. They don't organize through, let's talk about the issues and figure this out. Secondarily, when we talk about people can move out of a state, right? This does remain an issue for women who are on the margins, women who are poor, with the economy is destroying a flexible income. Women of color in certain urban areas don't have the luxury of leaving. And this brings up another issue that no one wants to talk about, which is this is an economic issue. It's like, why are certain women not able to leave and have to deal with morality legislation effectively that stops their ability to have control of their own lives, including having a baby, even if it's unexpected? Is because you would have enough money to be able to do so, that you don't have to worry about that. But many women aren't going to be able to leave, and this is why I would hope certain states, while they may have draconian laws that ban it entirely, that there is room to think about that 15-week ban like in Mississippi, where there is the quickening, so that there is an option for women who do not have certain resources, cannot move, and are limited in the options that they have. I think many states will realize that in this 21st century, that Americans want some flexibility, but not to the point of birth.
Well, and I think that's what's...
Notice how she calls laws in place to save the life of a child. She calls those draconian. But then calls laws to be put in place to slaughter children up to a certain number of weeks. That's rational. That's normal. Let me ask you, Timmy Bruce, what's more draconian, killing a life or saving a life? What's more draconian, right? Tell me. See, people like Tammy Bruce at Fox News thinking that protecting the most innocent lives among us is draconian. She thinks that's draconian, right? Protecting the most innocent lives among us, that's draconian. But killing lives up to what she calls a quickening, that's rational. See, she says, women just want flexibility to kill their child. Women don't need to be responsible for their choices, she implies. What Tammy Bruce is saying here is the same thing that the critical race theorists say, right? Oh, personal responsibility. Oh, that's just too hard for blacks. Black people shouldn't have to show their math, right? Black people shouldn't have to learn how to read sheet music, right? Black people shouldn't have to share a dorm room with people of another race. This really what Tammy Bruce is saying, she's articulating the critical feminist theory. Women are just too stupid and too immoral to have to deal with the consequences of having sex. Women are just too poor, she says, to buy a bus ticket to go kill their child in another state. No, they need access to their own neighborhood. Come on. Come on. We know what this is. This is the devil speaking. Right. See, once people start to turn away from sin, and this is how sin works, right? If you ever had an issue, right, a chronic issue with a particular sort of sin, some sort of addiction, you know this is exactly how Satan works, right? You know, you try to turn away from it, right? And Satan starts to reason with you. Oh, you can just do it maybe on Mondays, maybe. Oh, maybe you'll be fine if you just don't do it as much, right? There's this reasonableness. Satan tries to make things reasonable. And that's what Tammy Bruce is doing. The work of Satan. Trying to make sin sound reasonable. Oh, just up to 15 weeks. Come on. But we can't not be surprised, right? Fox News is now advocating for child murder, given that just recently they were advocating for children to deny their God-given gender.
Initially, there was some pushback from us in trying to understand this.
We were confused like most people are. We thought that gender and sexuality were the same thing. It took us a while to figure out that those two things are different and that children actually do recognize their gender identity very young. Some of them, not all.
But they listened to Rylan and to Hillary's conservative faith.
For me, it's just a deep spiritual belief that you believe in God and he, you know, created us the way he wanted us, well, then yes, he created Rylan just the way he is.
And they listened to families. They met in support groups.
There was a father who was sitting across the table. He says, "You have no idea how lucky you are to be here," which kind of took me back. I didn't at that point consider myself lucky to be there. And he said, "You know, our child had displayed this gender dysphoria or this gender misalignment at the same age that Rylan has. And we didn't listen and we pushed back."
That pushback led that child to turn to self-harm as a teenager, which 60% of trans and non-binary kids engage in, according to the Trevor Project. More than 50% consider suicide.
That, for me, was the turning point. I didn't want to see Rylan to go through that.
I'd rather have a living son than a dead daughter.
See how these people at Fox News, Tammy Bruce, right? How they're starting trying to reason with you concerning sin. We just killed a child at 15 weeks. We just killed a child up to a certain point. No. At every point of development, it is the same human being who deserves all our love, all of our support, and all of our protection. Whether that is at the moment of conception or the moment of death. Same human being who deserves our best, not our worst. Because they did not choose this life for themselves, nor can they defend themselves. We still have a lot of work to do. Yes, rejoice. Be thankful to God for bringing us this far. But again, we have not changed one heart yet. We still haven't returned sex to marriage where it belongs. We still haven't convinced anyone that artificial birth control is immoral. The hearts of our society and our society are still cold. They're still in the same place before the Supreme Court struck down their previous decisions. The only thing that has changed is the law, right? Yes, that in itself will save many lives, but the battle for souls continue. Let's keep doing more. But until next time, blessings and shalom to you and to yours. Please like, subscribe, and share.